Friday. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to be at the Los Angeles King game. Arsenio Hall is with us, but you won't be with us tomorrow night.
I don't think I'm going to make it down there, man.
You ever seen a King game down there?
One time, Alan Thicke took me to see a Kings game because he's from Canada and he's a huge, huge, for you kids, that's Robin Thicke's dad. But he took me to see a hockey game, and I've been once in my life with him.
Is Robin Thicke is really taking off, huh?
Oh, absolutely. He's like the white Marvin Gaye.
Jesus Christ.
He's actually an unbelievable kid, because I realized by reading who was nominated for a Grammy, he's also like a producer on some of the Lil Wayne tracks. So when you hear Lil Wayne and you're like, wow, that's genius, you got to realize that genius is part thick.
Is that right?
Yes, it's a very thick brand of genius.
Have you seen Robin?
Yeah.
In concert, huh?
Yep, seen him in concert. Hung out with him recently. Remember him coming over to the show as a kid, and he would stand on the side, Tim, and watch R&B singers. And I always wondered why Gloria Loren, who is his mom, and Alan would bring him over to the show on certain days. You know, like, you always understand when a person brings their child to the Miley Cyrus booking or
right.
something. Back in those days, it would have been the Bow Wow booking. But this kid only came on nights when Johnny Gill, Aaron Hall, Perry, who was Perry from Journey?
Steve Perry?
Steve Perry, yeah. Anybody who had that cinnamon love,
right.
that, you know, that, anybody who had that growl or that
cool.
soul, he would come and watch him, and he would watch him from the side like a young ball player watches Jordan. And I understood it later. It just didn't make any sense. Little white kid with a baseball cap with Alan Thicke.
Wow.
And now, when I hear him, I'm
He's learning.
He was studying.
Yeah. All right, folks. We always like to try to turn you on to the greatest events in Los Angeles. And we don't talk about many because most of them are real crappy in Los Angeles. But we got a great thing going on here. And Tommy Rosen is with us. He's the founder and president of the Eco Gift Festival, and that's going to be going on, I believe, at the Santa Monica Civic in Santa Monica on December 12th through the 14th. And here to tell us all about it is Tommy Rosa, man. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for those kind words.
Yeah, what's going on with you in this big show?
I'm sitting in the middle of a nuclear war zone that once was an office. we've worked ourselves to the bone getting ready for this show. Essentially, it's the largest green consumer gift show in the world. And it's right here at the Santa Monica Civic from December 12th through the 14th. There's all information at ecogift.com.
Right.
And we spent the year, every year, talking to eco-conscious businesses, finding out who's really walking the walk, bringing them all together in the spirit of conscious commerce right around the holidays. But we throw a music festival and a speaker series and an organic food court right on top of that experience.
Jesus.
So it's total festival time. It's an opportunity for people to connect around the holidays.
And what are some of the big, high-end items they'll be selling there?
High-end items. Well, we've got, you know, there's an incredible supermodel, ex-supermodel named Josie Moran, who started an incredible line of cosmetics for women, all natural ingredients, organic, incredible. And that's an example of one high-end. We also have Linda Loudermilk, the famous eco-fashion designer, another example. Those are expensive, high-ticket items. We've also got amazing editing from semi-precious to precious stones, jewelry, non-conflict stones, for example, gold and silver sourced from recycled sources. Just a whole host of incredible things.
Hey, Tommy, Arsenio here. What do you think about that new green Mac laptop?
You know, here's what I think about. First of all, I'm a lifelong Mac user. I'm a huge fan of the Apple Corporation. My business is run, my life is run there. I'm excited for the Apple Corporation. I think they've made some good moves. Disappointed they're not in our show. What can I tell you?
Hey, are you a? This isn't the same Tommy Rosen who's the yoga teacher, are you?
It is, in fact. I am a yoga teacher.
Oh, yeah. I think my sister took yoga with you or something.
Is that true?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Small world.
Incredible.
Hey, so the show goes on December 12th through the 14th
yes.
at the Santa Monica Civic in Santa
true.
Monica.
Yeah.
And what does it cost to get in? A couple hundred bucks?
Well, here's the thing. Over the course of 3 days, we offer 21 speakers. Our headlining speaker on Saturday at 2 o'clock is Ariana Huffington from the Huffington Post. 21 speakers, 16 live musical performances, people like Tom Freund, Brett Denon, Chris Pierce, the Luminaries, etc. A fully organic food court and 150 companies for 3 full days. That's a $20 ticket.
Jesus Christ!
If you want to come for just a single day, it's $10.
I don't know how you're making money down there.
Kids and senior citizens get in for free.
All right, so bring your Birkenstocks, folks, and head on down there.
Right. We're gonna redefine green for you.
I'm gonna bring my two-stroke engine go-kart, and you guys will hang me right there in front of the
public hanging.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Tim, that your father used to crack me up with Harvey Korman all the time. Oh my God, a real piece of my childhood.
Excellent. Well, you know, nobody is greener than my dad, man.
Incredible.
Yeah, maybe Ed Begley Jr. has him top, but
it's incredible. Hopefully, he'll be in the house visiting us as a shopper and a participant.
Yeah, it sounds like a great deal. It sounds like a great place to bring the kids. You're gonna have like a kids area, right?
We have an incredible kids stage. 3 days of children's performances. We have magicians. We have singers, songwriters coming to play with the kids. We have people from animal rescue societies talking to kids about, you know, caring for animals and particularly domestic animals, where we live in a city where that's an issue, so kids get educated about that. It's a really safe and wonderful place for kids.
My 3-year-old is a major fan of the Huffington Post, so I'll drag her down there.
Well, if you introduce me to your 3-year-old, we'll put her right in front of Ariana Huffington, and I'm sure she'll give Ariana a run for her money.
Jesus Christ.
All right. get on down to Eco Gift Festival. It's ecogift.com, and it's going to be what everyone will be talking about on the 15th of December, so don't miss out. It's all weekend, right?
It's all weekend long, yeah.
This
Thank you,
weekend.
Tim.
Starts at 11 a.m. and goes on until, 6 p.m.?
Actually, on Friday and Saturday, we open at 10 in the morning, go all the way to 8 p.m. On Saturday night, we have a very private VIP party. Would love you to come, Tim. We could talk about that.
And what night is that?
That's Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay. Yeah, I might be able to slide down to that.
Our after party. I can guarantee you. I can guarantee antics and late night merriment.
Excellent. All right. Fantastic. Well, Tommy Rosen, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Tim.
And tell Brett Johnson, the whole crew down there, we said hey.
Take care, Tommy.
Happy holidays to you.
All right. You're a major stud, and it's ecogift.com, and it's going on all weekend in Santa Monica at the Santa Monica Civic. Thanks for coming on, man.
You bet. Take care, Tim.
All right. Take care of yourself, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Seems like an interesting place to go, huh?
Absolutely, and I'm a huge Ariana Huffington fan.
Yeah, are you really?
Yeah. Wait, what's that, Tim?
It's my show notes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ariana Huffington, let me make sure I got the right lady. That's the one who was
the tall
married.
Chick.
Tall. I see. I've never stood beside her.
Oh, yeah.
But wasn't she married and her husband decided that he was gay and they separated?
Yeah.
It was Michael Huffington.
Yeah.
And he was running for California State Senate. Or a California senator, or a senator from California, and he lost. And then I guess he came out of the closet, and she thought there was no reason to stick around anymore. She moved on.
I'm wondering, was it hard for her to get a man to sleep with her after that? Because when your husband, after all those years, announces he's gay, most men are like, I don't want none of that.
Yeah. It might die. I don't know. I mean, she's been on this show before. She was on, she was on maybe 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of the few people that actually hung up on me when we were interviewing on the phone. Yeah. Because remember when she started with the, if you drive an SUV, you're supporting terrorism?
Oh, yeah.
And then I asked her, is it sort of odd that you're rolling around a limousine and, you know, we're all supporting terrorism with our, you know, SUVs? And I think she told me to go F myself.
But. Only thing I remember about her, I think Bill Maher introduced me to her one night at some party or something. I remember how good she smelled.
Oh, is that right?
She smelled really, like it was the best I'd ever smelled a woman.
Okay, listen, I got a bet here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I have $100 on this, and I hope that you can confirm this, because Carolla tried to, and I couldn't get a straight answer out of Adam Carolla. But somebody, a friend of mine and I have a bet together, and I have not paid him on this because I can't confirm it yet.
Okay.
But I have a bet that Bill Maher is 5'11 or taller. I have $100 on it. Did I win or lose?
Oh, man.
Because he said...
You said 5'11 or better?
I said 5'11 plus. And he said,
how much do you need that money?
he said, no way.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I've seen him on TV. I've never seen him in person. But I got to guess he's 5'11".
You might want to gift wrap that money.
Did I lose?
Yes. Yes, I think.
How did I lose? He's not 5'11", huh?
I'm 5'7", and Bill's a little shorter than me.
You're not 5'7". You're 6'2"?
No, I'm 6'. I'd love to be 6'2".
Right.
Then I would have stood up to Oprah when she called me.
But that sucks that I have to, you know, now pay this guy.
Well, you know, you being a betting man, you love to bet.
I still, you know, even though you and Carolla have said he's not 5'11", I'm still not going to pay him until I get confirmation.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much.
You realize...
Either from Bill or if I see him in person.
You realize there have been a couple NBA guards who are 5'11". And Bill
How tall do you think he is? I can't find it on the internet, which
Bill's talent is 6'6". But Bill's not quite that tall.
Okay.
Bill's not quite that tall. I would guess Bill is 5'9".
5'9"?
I would guess.
See, Sam, I'm close. I'm within a couple of inches.
Yeah, but I heard you use the word plus, like 5'11".
5'11 plus. I think he's taller than 5'10 and 5'10.99. I say he's 5'11 or taller. And this guy said, no way.
Right. You know,
he was talking 5'5". And I said, no, please. He ain't 5'5".
See, I'm trying to think, you know, you don't think about these things when you're standing next to a star like Bill. You're usually standing thinking, I hope he'll put me on Real Time, you know?
Yeah.
But you're not thinking like, damn. to the plane.
Well, I have him at 5'11 plus, and I'm not paying until I get confirmation.
You might as well start wrapping that money.
All right. Have you ever done this where, you know, nowadays where these companies are trying to keep you as a customer, they'll bust their balls to keep you as a customer. They'll do almost anything. And this happened to me the other night. My internet provider, my ISP, internet service provider,
right,
was out.
That's your carrier, right?
Yeah, and it's been out for a couple of days.
Okay. So how do you get on JDate when it's...
I just go next door into the old woman that lives next door. She's on it all the time. We share an account.
Oh, okay.
My internet service provider was out for a couple of days. And when you don't have internet at home, it sucks. You know,
I mean, absolutely.
Can you go 3 days, 4 days without it? Don't you also, you have to like find different things to do. You got to clean out a closet. You know, you got to straighten out your drawers or something.
Take a blankie to Kinko's.
Watch TV.
Oh,
Talk to the family. So, I called him up last night and I said, hey, it's been 3 days. I said, I'm thinking about moving on to another carrier. And they gave me $100 off.
Really?
Yeah. It's about 2 months worth.
And because you have no knowledge of Bill Maher as a man.
I may have saved that kind of dough.
You got to give that money up.
Yeah. But let's take...
I knew something was wrong with your carrier because the last three emails I've sent you,
right,
my responses came from Randy. So I'm like, what is brother mad at me? What's up?
But it's a fairly big company here in Southern California. They have 1.2 million customers that were out of service for like 2 or 3 days.
Yahoo.
And no, it was, I guess I can say the name, right? Yeah. It was, Time Warner Cable.
Oh, okay.
So, I have a backup system. I use, I got a Sprint card that I could use, and I did that, but it wasn't as fast.
So there's really no reason for you not returning my emails.
No, so that was responding. The reason. Yeah, that was the reason. But Time Warner did something great. First of all, the woman was very nice. I usually call and I get, you know, irate and I get, you know, all worked up to make these calls.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very pleasant and offered me, some money to, you know, to go away, or to stay with the company. But you know what they did is something happened with Time Warner Cable when they finally brought it back today.
You're right. Yeah.
And I don't know what they did, but they've the now I did a computer test on my computer, and it's now downloading and uploading material at T1 speed,
right?
Which is 4 times or 5 times faster than my computer was before.
Wait, now you're happy about this, right?
Oh yeah, I'm thrilled.
Okay. Yeah,
because T1 service is a couple, $300, $400, $500, $600 a month, isn't it?
It's you can get it for around 100, but you got a great speed probably.
Yeah, now it's at 4,000 kilobytes a second.
Okay, so you're getting 4 megabits per second. That's as fast as you could possibly need the internet.
It's almost like, you know, when I click on something, it's in there instantaneously, even on like TV.
Yeah, it's awesome. I only have 2.5 and it's blazing fast, so I can't imagine how quickly
you're
going. Yeah, 4.0.
So if you want to get you know, your cable modem, yeah, they were down for a couple of days, but man, they came back and it is blazing fast.
Now. I remember that time you and I were at your house and we were looking at the nude photo of Brooke Burke, and it had just downloaded up to her ankles. And, you know, it was so slow. It was like, well, there are her feet, there are her ankles. Oh, I don't know if I don't have as much time, Tim.
Do you remember back when the internet started, you'd sit there and watch line after line, yeah, download. It'd be like 45 minutes for one picture to download.
And when you sign on, I used to imagine that there was a time when we'd sign on and you'd hear.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And those three boxes and pass. Oh my, we used to actually wait long periods of time for popcorn at one time.
Yeah.
And now we stand in front of the microwave and that's not quick enough.
Right. You know, the only thing that hasn't improved, popcorn has improved, the internet, the microwave, cars, planes, boats, trains, everything has improved. You used to have the train that, you know, the locomotive, now you get a speed train in Japan that goes 700 miles an hour.
Yes.
Everything has improved. You know what hasn't improved?
What?
The goddamn cigarette lighter in a car. It's still the same. You know, you push it in, mm-hmm. you pull it out, it's red hot, you gotta watch how you hold it,
and then
you cannot physically pass it to somebody else. You got to put it back in the holder, and they got to pull it out because you could burn them to death.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just it's still those effed up coils. There's been no improvement in a cigarette lighter in automobiles since the 40s
or 30s.
I want to ask you what you suggest, but last time I asked that question, you start telling me about something the size of a coffee can that we could run from the ocean to Azusa and fight fire. but anyway, what do you think we should do in the car to improve the cigarette lighter, Tim?
How about flame? Why does it have to be a coil? I mean, aren't now cigarette lighters a flame?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they never were coils. No one ever used coils except car people.
In a car, yeah. Stupid coils that get all red hot.
Maybe an open flame in a car is not safe?
It seems to be safe, though. You know, in today's cars.
Okay.
You know, you pull it out. You have a cigarette lighter. You'd light that in your car, you know.
Because if you drop a cigarette lighter on the floor in your lap, maybe you'd feel a warm touch on whatever body part it hits. But if you drop an open flame while you're driving.
Well, if you have a big lighter in your hand, and you go to light a cigarette or a joint in your car.
Oh, I know where you're going.
And you drop it, flame goes out.
There you go.
If you drop that little coil one, man, you better find it quick.
Yeah.
Because it's going to start smoking in the carpet, or it's going to burn your clothes or your pants, your legs. It could kill you.
Yeah, you're right.
It could kill you, man.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, so we got to take a small break, and we'll come back with Arsenio Hall, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk with Arsenio Hall.
Can't think of a place I'd rather be.
ArsenioHall.com. Check him out there.
Hey, by the way, I just read that Ricky Martin has children. He has two kids.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, Scooby, but it's true. It was in the news today. And apparently Clay Aikens is the mother. No, but I don't know how this happened, but Ricky Martin has two kids, and I think they're twins. Randy, did you read that today?
Yeah, it's pretty shocking.
Wow. You know, I think Angelina Jolie was trying to get pregnant again.
How do you know that?
My wife told me that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, she's trying to get pregnant again, I believe. How crazy is that?
Well, you know,
she wants to have twins again, I believe.
So maybe I read the wrong article. Angelina wants twins,
I thought
Ricky Martin actually gave birth to two.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, folks, have you ever gotten anything? I got some decent stuff for free. When you bitch and complain to a company, they give you some good stuff for free. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I'll tell you about a real class act in Vegas. A friend of mine was staying at the Wynn Hotel.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They got a brand new Encore there. Have you seen it? Steve Wynn's back on top of their building.
The Encore. Yeah, yeah. When I see him sitting up top, I
get nervous.
I worry.
Yeah, I do too.
I know him, and he has a thing called retinitis. It's a thing that makes you lose your eyesight. Retinitis
pigmentosa.
And being up on top of that building in the commercial, I'm like, oh, can he see? Don't misstep.
Yeah, I don't know how he's on top of that building where it's always windy in Vegas, especially mm-hmm. when you're up that high.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a helicopter about 9 feet from him, but his hair's not moving.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I need a room there in like February, so I'm not going to go for the obvious punchlines here.
A friend of mine was staying at the hotel mm-hmm. when it just opened, and he was there for four days, three nights with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he has four kids. And between him and his wife, they had two rooms with the four kids. I think they brought the babysitter.
Okay.
Right? So it's a pretty hefty hotel bill at the end.
Yeah.
So they're checking out. And the lady says, how was your stay? And Frankie said, it was great. It's a great hotel. And she says, was everything, perfect? And he goes, yeah. Well, except for we ordered chicken fingers and they forgot the dipping sauce for the kids.
Mm.
And, you know, there's chicken strips for kids without the sauce.
Jesus Christ.
That's a big deal.
Absolutely.
Right. So he just said that to her. As a matter of factly, right? She goes, okay, hold on one sec. She goes in the back room. She comes back out. She gives him back his credit card and says, this stay is on us.
Wow.
Because they're like just opening the hotel, and there were some, when you just open a hotel, it's real tough to, hit the ground running.
And ballpark, that's like, what, 10 grand for him and his kids? And a housekeeper or a nanny?
I don't know. It's probably... maybe a little less, maybe in the fives or so, maybe three to five. But
okay, you know how out of touch I am.
Well, where you stay, it's 10 grand any night. But it was a real classy move. They picked up the entire stay just because they missed the little sauce in the, with the chicken fingers.
Now, is he a big gambler?
He does hit the tables, but not a huge gambler.
Okay.
But he's, he's like me, complete degenerate. You can't leave the table unless you lost everything.
Because they treat you good if you will gamble. I remember when I would do stand-up in those towns, Atlantic City or Vegas, they had a term, I think it was a whale.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and they would tell me who the whales were. Those are the guys who gambled a certain amount of money minimum while they were there. And those guys usually got nice booths up front, and they walk in late.
You know, I took out a $10,000 line of credit
mm-hmm.
at one of the hotels there.
Okay.
And I never use it, but a friend of mine said, take out a line of credit in Vegas for 10 grand, and you'll start to get offers. And sure enough, I get offers from all the hotels now. Come stay with us for free. You need a plane ticket? Come on.
See, I learned so much from you about how to work the system. That's cool.
Do you have a line of credit in Vegas at all?
Not even close, Tim.
As a matter of fact,
I've never used the terminology until right now.
Really?
Vegas line of credit.
You got to do it, man. You can say to the pit boss, hey, give me a G, give me two G's. You're at the table. You enjoy yourself. Now, you a heavy gambler at all?
No. My math abilities are too bad. People get annoyed with me when blackjack's going on.
You're counting on your fingers?
Yeah, because I'm that guy like, wait. No, don't hit me. Don't hit me.
7, 8, 9, 10.
18.
11,
no. 12, you know, I'm so annoying in Vegas. Even though, you know, I mean, but not just gambling. The prostitutes think I'm annoying too.
Well, you're probably annoying because you're hurting all of them. All right, you're going to get good stuff out of there when you complain to a business. You know, a lot of guys out there, they're sort of professionals at it, you know. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sammy in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, can I get some snow?
Hey, we'll try to get you some snow.
All right, cool. Yeah, no, I had kind of a related one, but I wanted to touch on one other subject. You brought me to a point back in the 70s. I don't know if you remember that rock band Kiss, but they had the crazy lead guitar player Ace. I know Randy and Gina know him. He was back and forth gambling. Had like stacks of $100 chips, and he was over in a casino, and people that would just recognize him, he would hand them $100 chips and go, here, find yourself a girl, and start laughing.
Wow, what a great guy. Sounds like a great guy to go to Vegas with.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, dude, but just getting something for nothing, this is where I wanted to officially start up the banging on Arsenio, man, he's got to come back. We need our Arsenio. I mean, you're already turning into a bitter bastard, and you know, you're good on the Wednesday. You're good on the Wednesdays, but I can't imagine if he stops cutting how bitter you're going to be.
Oh, I'll be a wreck.
And just think.
All right, we thank you for calling, but
Tim, I have no life. The first Wednesday of 09, I'll be sitting right here.
But then
my manager will think I'm really retired because I'll be sitting here doing it for free. So, just because I like Tim.
That's true.
Can I get some snow?
All right, there it is. Yeah, can I get some snow?
Can I get some snow?
Can I get some snow?
All right, let's talk to
choose carefully.
Raul. Okay. And Pacoima, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
I went over to the bear pit, I think on Sepulveda and Chats or something like that. And me and my daughter, my son, you know, took my family out to eat. And my daughter pointed out a roach to the waitress. And, you know, at that time they had already brought the food. So we ate, and at the end of the meal, you know, I was getting ready to pay. And, you know, they said, you know, the meal's on us, you know, just because the little roach on the ceiling.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, I guess all restaurants have them. You know, you can't get rid of them.
Yeah,
it wasn't even
cool.
In your meal.
What's that?
It wasn't even in your meal.
No, it wasn't. So, I think that was pretty cool. And my daughter tells me the next day, let's go back and let's put a roach somewhere.
Yeah, now you guys live there with a bag of roaches. Yeah. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling.
You ever have a roach on your wall in your house and you got company? When I had an apartment on Poinsettia,
right,
Hollywood Boulevard, when I first moved out here, sitting talking to this young lady at my apartment, and I saw a roach. And that's the worst feeling in the world, because I got to keep her attention. You know,
right.
At first you hope that it's a nail, and maybe you forgot there used to be a picture there. So,
right.
You know, and the nails start walking. Yeah. And you're like, man, but that's very embarrassing. We used to be afraid to eat at people's house when we were little, because it's like, they got roaches.
Oh, is that right?
There might be some roaches in the chili.
And they say if you see one, there's 1,000 you don't see.
Yeah. And why are they so hard to kill?
I don't know.
I never have a problem, but I hear that if there's nuclear war, the roaches survive.
Yeah, the problem with when you exterminate or when your neighbor does is all your neighbor's roaches come over to your house. Yeah. So if ever I see like an exterminator truck at the neighbor's house, I'm like, uh-oh, we got to get an exterminator truck at our house now. So they rush over to our other neighbor's home.
See, I thought that's what the tent was for.
No, that's for termites.
Okay. Yeah. But it does keep the termites from leaving, right?
I mean, I think it kills them.
Oh,
yeah.
The tent part.
Yeah, the tent
so
part.
So just darkness. You don't even need no chemical. It's like, ooh, it's real creepy in here, y'all. And then they all die.
They all just die. It's too creepy to live anymore. I'm just going to die. All right, you get any good free crap because you bitched and complained to a company? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is sitting right there, and we're live on 97.1 FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. He's here every Wednesday, man.
Yes, look at that guy. Indeed.
Give me a free crap.
What you want for Christmas, by the way?
Oh, I don't want anything, please. Okay. Yeah, let's just give each other the old manly handshake.
Okay, but we
Merry Christmas.
Shouldn't we like pull each other's name out of a hat or something? Probably not.
You mean I pull your name out?
And then I pull the leftover piece of paper in there, and it says Tim, and then...
You want to do that right now?
Yeah. All right.
There you go. Okay. Arsenio on that.
One piece of paper, okay? I'm going to write... Okay. Uh-huh. That's Tim, and I spell Arsenio.
A-R-S-E-N-I-O.
T-N-I-O. Thanks, man.
Okay. Put it in a hat.
Put it in here. Okay, right. Now decide who you're going to get a gift for
I'll
on the
take
show.
This one. Yes!
Wednesday night. What?
I got Tim.
Oh! See, I can't do S right. I really can't. I just tried to do something and I blew it.
Yes. Ah. Corey in Monrovia. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi.
Hey, Corey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just calling because when my husband and I, when we used to be really, really broke, he would go in the kitchen and he would call every single number on the back of all of our groceries that were inside the cabinets, and he would complain about everything, and they would send us hundreds of dollars in coupons. So
is
we
that right?
Grocery shopping.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do when you're broke, I guess.
Listen, you know, it's you got to do what you got to do. Listen, it's not stealing.
I guess when we were younger, didn't used to be a big problem, but now I guess I see what's
right. Have you guys made some dough?
Not really made any dough, but we fed ourselves at least.
Yeah, are you making money now, though?
Yes.
Good for you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a restaurant manager.
Oh, really? What restaurant?
Chuck E. Cheese.
I can't say.
Why can't you say?
I can't say.
Why not?
Because I don't want to get in trouble.
What kind of food do you serve?
Italian food.
Is it in the Valley?
Pretty much everywhere.
It's a chain.
That cheese got you breathing kind of hard.
Yeah. It's a Pizza Hut.
No. I'm on my phone in my car.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Thanks for phoning, Corey.
Thanks.
You're the best, baby.
Bye.
There she goes. Chris in Upland, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tammy, me boy.
Hey, dude.
I got some free razors.
How'd you do that?
I cut myself with some razors. You know, like razors these days are like $15 a box, right?
I know. I hate buying razors now.
Yeah, it's retarded.
Like $45.
I got the same ones I've been using for years, you know, and Sensor Excel razors. And so on the back of the box, I get them home one day, and I'm just cutting the crap out of my face. And there's an 800 number. It says, you know, if you're not satisfied, call this number. So I thought, might as well, right? And I call up, and the lady's like, oh, so you cut yourself? Did you have to go to the emergency room? And asked me all these crazy questions about the cut. And then she said, you know, they'd mail me a certificate for some free razors.
They do it?
They did it. They sent me, like, a free certificate for it didn't specify what kind. So I took it to the store and got, like, the biggest box of razors I could.
Jesus.
And the lady at the register was she looked at me and she's like, wow, I don't see these very much. You must have put up a good complaint.
You must be a big stud.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
All right,
love you, brother.
Yeah, you too, man. I totally love you. That sounds sincere.
It's scaring me because, you know, I couldn't even get you to exchange gifts with me. Now you love this man.
Oscar in Los Angeles, what do you want?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, what are you doing?
Oh, man, pretty good. Sounds good.
Thank you. Are you stoned?
I called to see because it was my girlfriend's birthday on the 22nd of February, and we went to Olive Garden. And we ended up getting a hair on one of her plates, and they gave us a whole food for free. And then prior to that, we went to Cheesecake Factory, and they gave us the same plate as well, too, because there was a nail in there.
Jesus. All right, dude, congratulations. You know what? Whenever I go to restaurants and I complain that there's a hair in my pasta,
mm-hmm.
I get this. The waitress looks at me, and she looks at the plate, and she looks at my hair, and she looks at the plate. And she just goes back and forth, my hairline, the plate, and just walks away. She knows where it's coming from. I know where it's coming from. It ain't the cook.
I complained to Aretha Franklin one time, and she gave me free tickets. No, you know how you go to, like, some legends, their songs are so popular, they don't really sing that much on stage.
Right.
You know, like Aretha, like, when she sings Respect, she'll say, what you want? And then she hold the mic up. And
she didn't even
sing it. Baby, I got it. What's your name? And then she'll say, you know I. And then she hold the mic up. And everybody, you know I got it.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, Ree, I didn't pay to hear them.
Yeah,
you know,
they
sang too much. You didn't sing enough. And she gave me tickets to come see her in Sacramento.
Wow.
Yeah.
Free tickets?
I complained to Aretha.
Look,
I complained
you,
to the
dude.
Queen of Soul.
All right, let's talk to Greg in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, Tim.
Hey, I heard you talking about Bill Maher's. You had a bet there on his height.
I bet that he was 5'11 plus.
Well, man, you're not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
He's about 5'7".
No, he's not, dude.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I've seen him twice. Met him twice. He calls our cab company, and I've been up there, his house, so I've seen him in person.
Do you drive cab?
Yep.
You driving now?
Yep.
You're drinking?
No, man, come on. I'm smoking.
Oh, great.
Smoking weed.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't blame you.
No, can't do that, though. No, we get tested. Random drugs tested all the time. So.
Yeah. What you mean every 15 years?
No, man. It's like it's every year.
Every year.
Every year.
Sounds so random.
And then every year is mandatory. And then during the year they call you up and say, hey, you got to go do the test.
Oh man! So who do you have go in for you?
Who I have going for me?
Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
I've got, you just name it, man. I got, you name it.
How long have you been driving cab?
About 15 years on and off.
What celebrity gave you the biggest tip?
Let's see what celebrity that was. I'd say probably Daniel Baldwin.
How much?
Like $25.
Wow. That's the biggest tip you ever gotten?
No, man. I had a $50 fare, and the guy gave me $270.
And the guy just came and took it back. The guy just walked up behind him and said, "You motherfucker, give me my $200.
Give me back that though."
Hey, you know they're drug testing the Britney Spears dancers who are going to go on the road with her?
Really?
Yeah,
why?
They want to make sure, man, they got to make sure nobody is all skeezed up while singing Oops, I Did It Again.
You know, this year, every NBA player gets 3 random drug tests.
Oh, really?
A lot of empty benches, man.
Yeah, we might not see Boston this year. Allegedly.
Might be the Bruins, Boston Bruins playing the basketball.
Yes, indeed. Why does that point guard have a stick?
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us every Wednesday. What a treat that is. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back.
97.1 FM Talk. Now back to Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall.
Let's put on blast, doctor.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Party people unite. Johnny Jim. Johnny Jim.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us.
So we are on air.
Now we're on, yeah.
When we were talking about the prices of prostitution near Birmingham High School, it was all on the air?
All on the air, dude. All right, man. John and Jeff, join us from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on with that big show tonight, man?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about cars, the big three, the bailout, but have you noticed that 9 out of the 10 most stolen vehicles in America... American made.
Is that right? Was so many of them, or parts so easy to steal?
No, I don't know.
So many American cars break down that you need replacement parts.
I don't know. So we're going to explore some of those theories as to why American cars seem to be stolen more often.
Give me an example of one that's stolen a lot.
The Cadillac Escalade.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Is that a big one?
I took one of them.
Yeah, and it's usually full of gas, so you get a bonus on top of it. You get about 40 gallons of gas when you steal that thing.
Yeah, that's not a good. That's actually a pretty decent idea.
Hey, you know, apparently Jay Leno's going to bail out Ford.
Oh. Buying all that stuff. They actually used the whole S word.
God. Damn.
Sorry.
You're kind of new to radio.
Yeah. So on Wednesday nights, Arsenio and Conway will compete against Jay Leno at 10 o'clock.
I know. Isn't that wild? 10 p.m. When does he start that, you know?
He would like to start tomorrow.
Really?
I talked to Jay the other night. He's real excited.
Does he start next fall?
Yes, yeah. Next September, I think.
Oh, yeah. Next September. Oh, I won't be here next September.
Same.
You'll be in my house watching Jay.
I'll be at Topanga Plaza this time. You're wondering what happened. Looking for Whitman. All right. Stay tuned for John and Jeff. Got to thank Arsenio Hall for coming in, man. Yeah.
I'll see you soon, man. Yeah. And enjoy the hockey game tomorrow.
I will. Be there and watching the St. Louis Blues take on the Kings.
Right on.
All right. Stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. I got to thank Arsenio Hall again. A great, great guest. And as always, the guy gets paid very little to come in here and perform 3 hours for free for you people.
They give me gas, and which has changed in the last 6 months. I think I beat Jack Silver on this one.
God.
Because they give me gas back in the June rates.
Right. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Did Prince really fix y'all pancakes after it was over?
Yes.
Hey, is Prince a basket? Is he a decent basketball
player? Strawberries, yes. Strawberries.
Oh, wait a minute. Is Prince a decent basketball player?
He missed the point of what I just said. For a man to prepare pancakes for his friends and be thoughtful enough to put strawberries on it. I mean, how many niggas you know like that? How many can you name, son? That's unique, man. Burn the impression forever.
I think it's funny that you wouldn't let Tim move on with the interview because it was like, wait, did you hear what I just said about the accoutrements of the pancakes?
You missed the point, you white mother effer. Put strawberries on it.
KLSX HD, Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. And Raider football every weekend. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1FMTalk.com.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty Heidi and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.